This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Details of the death of Lakeisha Wilson 9 weeks ago are slowly being released by the Cuyahoga Medical Examiner's Office. What was released Friday was that Ms. Wilson's heart gave out as a therapeutic complication of her botched abortion. What is called therapeutic abortion is too often proven to be unsafe. In 2 years, when the scheduled execution of Meriam Ibrahim is to take place in Sudan, she is to be again asked if she will recant her Christian faith in order to save her life as a mother. Despite frantic pleas, her husband, an American, says the White House is not helping, and barring the extraordinary, we will have the same administration once those 2 years are up. The Sharia law judge obviously hopes that 2 years of nursing and maternal bonding will coerce what Christians would never call a conversion. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org. Or call 877-HOPE-4-ME, 877-HOPE, the number 4-ME. Chinese families often have a hard time believing the generosity of Americans in creating a program that saves baby girls from gender selection abortion or gendercide. One story from Reggie Littlejohn is at lifenews.com and tells of a pregnant mother carrying twin girls who was supported by the program and spared from a coerced abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.